Okay, we are picking up three lines from the bottom of Yutes Amar Beis. Our learning is once again sponsored. Le'ila Nismas Shulamis Bas Yaakov, the Neshama Shalat Aliyah. I apologize, Baruch Hashem, last week I had a simcha, and I flew in from America, Mamash, for one day, and then back, so I ended up missing 2 days of the daf, and then we had a Shabbos in Meiron, all weekend in Meiron, Baruch Hashem. So my voice is a little hoarse if you don't hear it so well. I apologize, Amir Tashem, I'll feel a little bit better. Kavod Atana Elokai, Rishon Baruch Hai, we're singing, Baruch Hashem, so let's bring the Gemara down. So the Gemara says again, so that we're talking about a case, the Mishnah told us, if you're Nazir Naziris Harbe, and then you're Mashlim after Eretz Yisrael, it's definitely not Ola the whole thing. The Shaila is how much you have to do. Bishamai said 30, and Bishilo said you have to do the entire thing. So the Gemara says, Katani Reisha, Bishamai Omim Nazir Shloshim, Bishilo Omim Nazir Batchila. The Gemara quotes the first part of the Mishnah, which the Rosh actually points out. What do you mean, Katani Resha? You know, what are we discussing? We just quoted the Mishnah. You always assume you're quoting of the Mishnah. So this is one of the, that is one of the times the Rosh brings down, Shitas Nazarim, Nazir Mishuna, that the Lashonos that we use in Nazir and Nadarim, also the Tosas and the Rosh have this Lashon as well. And it's a different style. It's a different style of writing, different style in the Gemara. So here also, this is one of those examples. So anyway, what does the Mishnah tell us? That was the 30-day machlokas versus you have to repeat the whole Nazirus. So the Gemara wants to suggest, maybe the machlokas can be defined as the following. What exactly is the nature of Tumas Eretz Amim? So there's a machlokas. If someone touched the ground, everybody agrees that he's Tameh. That's Tumas Maga. Also, if he went over it, that's Tumas Ohel. So the Shaila is it also, if he goes, like, let's say, Beshida Tev Migdal, if he goes in a box that's closed, the floor separated between him and the ground, so you don't have Tumas Ohel over there, so would you be Tameh or not? So maybe the Gemara is suggesting that Eretz Amishim Gusha Gazra Leah, it's only the ground and not the air, and you wouldn't be Tameh, and therefore, since it's not as Chamor, so then we wouldn't be as Machmer to say you have to repeat the whole thing. It's not so Chamor Din. And therefore, since it's not such a Chamor Din, it's not so severe, we can assume that the leniency, if a person says 7 years, you only need 30 days. You don't need to repeat the whole thing over again. That's the opinion of the Gemara right now. Just an important Machlokas, it's the Etem, what exactly is for sure there's a concept of Tumah. What exactly is the Tumah is the Shaila, because the Rambam's famous Shita, the Rambam holds that a Goy is not Metameh Be'ohel. A Goy is not Metameh Be'ohel. We learn Atem Mikrim Adam, that's Russia. It's a Machlokas Tanoim. So the Rambam Paskins like the Tana that says a Goy is not Metameh Be'ohel. However, Tosfos says that we are. They were Machmer. I think the Shulchan Aruch, if I remember correctly, I looked this up actually a few weeks ago. I think the Shulchan Aruch goes, if I'm not mistaken, goes like the Rambam, the Shach says, no vada, you should be machmir for Tosos, to assume that you have to be machmir. There's no gear for Kohanim. How do the Kohanim, if they're like, it's actually no gear, if you walk up Mamila, I'm always walking the Bracham sometimes back to my house, and Shari Chesed, so if you're walking up there, there's a cemetery, and there is an overhang from the trees, which is Tumas Ohel. So if you're machmir, which we are machmir, definitely machmir, so then the Kohanim have to go to the other side of the street, they're not supposed to be there. But I don't know if people are so careful, they have to be careful when you're driving, you're going by a non-Jewish cemetery, you have to be machmir on Tumas Ohel, because we're machmir for the Shita of Tosos. So, it's very interesting though, because if you assume that they're not even metame, it's such a so far fetched gezira that if they're not even metame ba'ol, so we're afraid that you're going to come to touch the tumah. So that's apparently how the Rambam holds. There also is explanation that they say because the mabul didn't Eretz Yisrael. I think Tosfos says it like this somewhere that the mabul didn't hit Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, they're going to be tame that the tumah it spread all of Chutz La'aretz and it spread all over the Chutz La'aretz. So there's tumah all over Chutz La'aretz as opposed to Eretz Yisrael. It didn't happen, so there is no tumah there. Okay, that's the opinion of Tosfos. Obviously, tells them because it's so far deep in the ground. So far deep in the ground, but yeah, but if it's Tameh Be'ohel, it goes all the way up, it doesn't matter. If you go, you could fly, you could go 100 feet over it, and you'll still be Tameh Be'ohel. So that would be a fascinating machlokas. What's the Sora Dvarim? That's how Tosos quoted one place, I think it's a Tosos, that they quoted one place, that's the nature, that's the reason for Tumah in Chutz La'aretz. Again, I'll be also just, I'll be so, there's a big Inyan of that the Chutz La'aretz Petzim is Tameh. That you didn't want to say Gzeirah Darbanan, okay, but Petzim, it's not the same level of Kedush HaRitzel. You should recognize that when you're going to Chutz La'aretz, you're not in a place that just went last week, Baruch Hashem, for Simcha, but still, they asked Rav Yosef, the person who's going to be sandak at his grandchild's bris. Rav Yosef says, you shouldn't go. Okay, that's not the Rav I asked, but I'm saying that's how the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, we should appreciate Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, that it's not metame. There's a whole shayla, once we're on this also, there's a shayla bichlala. What heter, there's two mas Eretz Amim, what heter do Kohanim have to live in Chutz Laretz? It's not pasher. Rav Shechter is, if you would ask him mamish, I don't know if he would be giving you a kula. Usually, I think he says, ask someone else. Like, Rav Shechter, I believe, thinks that you should be machmir. That God, he doesn't really know. Meaning, the Gemara, Tosos quote already this Shaila, and Tosos says, okay, kidei chayav, that we need it to live. Is that true? Is it true that you can't make a parnasa in Eretz Yisrael? Okay, maybe not 100% you're used to. Is that not called making a parnasa? Can you not live a decent life in Eretz Yisrael? And maybe you're not making as much as you used to in Chutz Laretz, but definitely, can you be living there? So I think Rav Shechter is of the opinion that the Kohanim, it's very problematic for them to leave to Chutz Laretz. Okay, that's our Chutz Laretz talk. Anyone welcome to Muftar Tzal, Baruch Hashem. Okay, let's go weiter. So we're turning on to Chaf and Ralph now. Pesil Savri Mishum Avira Gazra Aleas. Again, Vaita Machlokas, Pesil El assume that it's a full fledged Zera. So even if the airspace, you're in the airspace in the Shita Teva Migdal, you're in like this closed box, so still you're going to be Tamei. So if it's a full fledged Gzera Derabanan that we treat Mamish with all the Chumras, so then Pesil is going to hold, you have to repeat the whole Naziris. And if it's not, and if it's like Beshamai, that you would be allowed to go in, that you have this Heter, if you're allowed to go in Shita Teva Migdal, so then it makes sense to have it. They have this kula as well. So it says the Gemara, lo. Dekolei alma mashum gusha gazra leah. Everybody agrees that they made this they made this takana only on the ground and not in the air. Even Hillel calls like that. Bishamai savri bistam nazirus knisa. Bishamai understand that we're penalizing the person for, you have to do another stam nazirus of 30 days. That's still the gzera derbanan. Vesel savri knisa b'tchil nazirus. So the whole machlokas the Gemara is explaining right now is that we're assuming that what is the nature of how far do we take this gzera darbanan? Do we make you repeat the entire naziris again? That's Beis Hillel. You take the gzera very far, or Beis Shammai says no, you only have to repeat it for 30 days. The Rosh is a whole different gear, so I guess we don't have time. We're not going to get into the Rosh's gear, so, but that's the stam gear that we have over here. So the Gemara Vayter Ma'isa Balni Amalka. This was happened Holni Amalka. She did 7 years, and then she did the whole thing again, like Beis Hillel. Ibaylahu kshinit Beis Aliba de Beis Shammai. So now we're wanting to go the Vayter part about the Vechule is Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says it only was 14 years. So the Gemara is wondering what exactly was Rabbi Huda's understanding. Was it 14 years? Maybe she followed Beis Shammai. So the Gemara is understanding the first way is that right she kept the 7 years. She kept her neder. She came to Eretz Yisrael. She had 30 days. Like Beis Shammai held. However, at the end of the 30 days, she had Tameh. And now Beis Shammai say it's not an extension of 30 days. Rather that, the way the Rabbanah viewed that extra 30 days is that it's an extension of their 30, as one period of 7 years and 30 days. And therefore, if you become Tameh at any point in that 30 days, it's like you became Tameh in that 7 years, and you have to redo the entire Naziris. It only happened once, and you have to do it once, and that's what happened. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Odilma b'shalonit mis. Maybe we're assuming she did not become Tameh, but Liba de Beis Hillel, and this would be according to Beis Hillel. Meaning, according to this version, Rabbi Yehuda would be understanding that he's just arguing on the facts of the story, that she didn't, right, that she didn't happen another time. Right? She had 7 years. She came to Israel, she observed another 7 years, like Beis Hillel. And, she had 14 years because she didn't become Tameh in the second account of what happened. So just a factual argument of what happened, but not Machlokas Halacha Lamaisa. That's the other understanding over here. So it says the Gemara Tashma. So we could give an answer from the Mishnah. Also, La Aretz, the word of Beis Hillel, Shatei Nazira, Ot Shavash and Machiris. She went up to Eretz Yisrael, and Beis Hillel told her that she has to be a Nazira for another 7 years. At the end of 7 years, she became Tameh. So the Gemara is making over here the point that the first Tana's understanding of the story refers to the Tuma happening at the end of the 7 year term, the last day of that day. So then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lachori, he's going to stylistically keep it the same. So it also happened the last day of the 30 day penalty, which was imposed on Holni Amalka. So therefore, So if it was a different version of the story, he would have to say, right, Arbar Sayyom, Shanim Vishloshim Yom. He'd have to say a different lashon, the Rosh says. So therefore, the Gemara is assuming that it was like Beis Shammai. So, sorry, the Gemara says, not like that. If you assume that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Shita Beis Shammai, so then, Iachir Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer Lois and Azira, Ela Arbar Sayyoshana. So the Mishnah, how does the Mishnah tell us that she was an Azira for only 14 years? Arba Sishana, Usholshim Yom Bayla. You have to say it explicitly, like we just said, 14 and 30 days. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda's version, 14 Azira is not 14 plus a month. It's clear that Gemara's understanding that the second suggestion is correct. Rabbi Yehuda is just arguing over what the facts were. That's he's just arguing what happened in the case over here. That's how we explain it. The Yerushalmi has a different version that the 14 years are for only to whole years, not to just fraction of years. So therefore, it's possible that she was in Nazira for only 14 years and 30 days, even though the Mishnah doesn't mention it. According to this imitation, you could teach Rabbi Yehuda into the Shita B'Shamay. It would be no proof that the Bavli has. So we don't necessarily have a proof for this point in the Yerushalmi. The Gemara over here does give it as a proof. Tanya Namihachi, the Gemara says we bring another raya from the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Damar Kras Zeis Toychas Anazir. This is Toychas Anazir. Atayra Amra Kinit Mit Beyom Melois. If it comes Tamei on the day where you're completing the Naziris, the last day, so Tein Lo Toychas Anazir, give him the Lacha of Naziris. So Rabbi Eliezer is accepting the Rabbi Yehuda rather is accepting the labor of Rabbi Eliezer that where if it was longer than 30 days, the tuma does not last only a 30-day tashlumin, and therefore. The Rabbi Yehuda's understanding that Holy Amalka became Tameh at the end of the second term, that wouldn't be Shayach. For second term was a 30-day term as required by Shammai, together with the additional 30 days, so then she would have observed only 7 years and 60 days. So the Chorda point out over here, Tanya Mehachi is not necessarily used as a Raya the way we normally use it over here. Usually the Gemara is bringing just the way we just, Maskana that we just had. The Gemara is Lechora changing what we are understanding. Right? Rabbi Yehuda understood that it was like Beis Hillel, but now the Gemara is assuming that no, maybe it was 7 years and 60 days. The Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Yehuda would be following Beis Hillel, but a different amount of time. So it's not necessarily the idea that he's following Beis Hillel. Yes, but the nafkamina, there's a big nafkamina between the Tanya Me'achi and the regular version of year. L'chayra, that is a problem. So says the Gemara. Vayter. Next Mishnah. Misha yushteki de'idim eidososo. Someone had two sets of witnesses were testifying about him. So they're going to have a contradictory statements. One said, "Allah ma'idim shenazir shtayim." They said that he was two naziris. Says, "Ve'ilam ma'idim shenazir chamesh." The other one said he was five naziris. Beit shami omrim nechaga edos ve'inkan naziris. So it's a split up testimony. There's no testimony of here because they're contradicting. The lach is achasha. When the two, we don't wait if they're the machish, the edim machish each other, then it's thrown out. No, what do you mean? It's pashut. Once it's five, once it's two, so they're definitely agreeing that there's two. So if there's pashut that there's two, then take two, take what you have. That's what the Gemara is assuming right now. Zoktamar vaita masdizin deloki aitana. So our Mishnah is not the opinion of the Brei. So the Tanya, we learn in the Brei. So Rabbi Shmuel b'noshar b'yochem b'broiko imer lo nechaga b'sham v'zilal ashteki te'idim achas merstayim achas merst. So the Brei says, The Braisa is disagreeing with this Mishnah, because the Braisa says, Pashut Beishamai would agree to that. That everyone agrees, Shesh Bechal Chamesh Taim. Everybody agrees that within two is five. So Pashut, that the five, either five, within, yeah, meaning having two, everyone agrees that there's two within the idea of five. So there's no machlokas there. Amanachlikus, so according to the Braisa, what's the machlokas Beishamai say? Well, different machlokas, Alkas Achas, a single set of witnesses, and one of them is saying, Echad Omer Shtaim, Echad Omer Chamesh. One of them is saying two terms, and one is saying five. Shebet shamei omrim nechlek ha'idus. And so within the same edus, so you didn't get off the ground. That's the shaila. There is no contradiction between the witnesses, the sets of witnesses, but rather, that pasha would agree. But here, creating an edus, can you create an edus where it's one and one, and assume that there's five and there's two? So Gemara says, Amar Rav ha'komodim b'mone. So Rav says that everybody agrees that even this case that the witnesses is counted. Meaning, Beis Hillel would agree, and Beis Shammai would agree. So Amar Rav Chamler of Chista. What does it mean over here according to Rav? My Kamar. What is Rav saying? Everybody agrees. Ilim Echad Omer Chamesh Velo Shtayim. One says five and not two. Vechad Omer Shtayim Velo Chamesh. One says two and not five. Al Kamachasha Dadi. Pashut Rav would say that doesn't work because they are explicitly saying not two and not five. So you can't combine these. El Echad Omer Achas Ushtayim. It must be the case of someone saying one and two according to Rav. Vechad Omer Sholosh Ve'arba Chamesh. And then the other one is saying three, four, and five. So the first. Witnesses testified that the person made an edir, I'm going to keep one and two, and the other one, they left out three, four, and five, and the other one says three, four, and five. So that's the shayla over here. So lechor over here, if you say keep four or five terms of naziris, and every said one and two, so what exactly, how are we viewing that over here? Are we assuming that this would combine or not? So turning on to the next Talmud, halamali, so the Gemara says that lechor, this is a problem. So why should the witness mention one and two? So you could argue, meaning a pasha that he's just extending what the other one said. No, maybe he could have said he was only having larger numbers. Kilsulamar, he was not including the smaller numbers. So maybe out of a half a meter, that four and five is not extending the three and four, one, two, three. Let's say. So therefore, kamashmanet it works. There's no contradicting when it comes to, in the case of, in Eretz Yisrael, they used to say, there's no contradicting when the witnesses are counting. What does this mean? In the case where Rav said, the first guy said, they're going to keep, let's say, one and two in terms of Naziris, and the second one says, I keep three, four, or five terms of Naziris, this is not a stira. Therefore, they're combined, according to Beis Hillel, according to Rabbi Shmuel's version of Beis Hillel. Again, this is against Rav, the person would have to keep two Naziruses in such a case. So that would be, according to this, that the in Marava, they would agree with the Shita of Rav, so now the next mission tells us Mishamar Reini Nazir. Person says, I'm a Nazir. So what happens? And his friend heard about this and he says, I also. Kulam Nazir. Sorry, Vishama Khavir Vamar Ani. And then a third person comes and says Vani. So there's two more people here. There's three people. That's like Kulam. Kulam is all three of them are gonna be Nazir. Fine. So that we're saying Vani is clearly a term accepting Naziris. So that's the Shaila. Who is the person, the Gemara is going to handle this, we'll get to this probably tomorrow. I don't know, actually part of it, but who is he saying Vani to? Is he saying it to the second person or the first? So we nafkamina. So says Gemara, Lishta rather, Hutar Rishon Hutra Kulan. So if the first one is Neder is released through Hatara, so then the other ones are also gone, Hutar Achron, Achron Mutar Kulan Masurin. But if the Achron, so then only the last one is going to be able to not have his Naziris. The other two, though, will have to keep the Naziris. If a person says, I'm a Nazir, my mouth is like him house, and my hair is like his hair, I'll raise a Nazir. That is a lesson of accepting upon yourself Nazir. So Gemara is going to get to that on tomorrow's daf. A person says, I'm a Nazir, he can uproot, he can revoke her vow, her Nadir, and his would stay as a Nadir, as a Nazir. However, she says, I'm a Nazira, Vishama Bailav Amar Vani, and says, I am also like you. So then, at that is also an acceptance of what she said, and for yourself also. So, you're no longer be able to be made for her neder. You're no longer be able to be made for her neder. Vihareni Nazir Va'at, if a man says, I'm a Nazir, and what are you going to do? Vamra Amin, and his wife said, yeah, made for Shalah, still he can, he didn't think she would actually do it, let's say. So he can be made for that neder. However, his would remain intact. Already Nazira va'ata. If a woman says, I am a Nazira and you, Vi'amra Amin, and her husband says, yeah, Amin, good, so then he would not be able to be made for such an Eder. Because again, in that case, where he says accepting it, so then he accepts hers also, by definition, he's accepting hers as well. So says the Gemara now. So the Gemara wants to have a qualification of what the Mishnah says, the Va'ani. Yosef Rish Lakish Kamedar Bi Yehuda Nesiyav Yosef Kamar Vuhushit Visukulan Besochede Dibor. The Mishnah says when you say Vani, you can't just do it like an hour later. It has to be Tochede Dibor. So the Gemara asks, Kama Tochede Dibor? We've already mentioned this already once. I'm going to grant Kadesha Ela Shalom. So it's Kadesha Ela Shalom. Vakama Kadesha Ela Shalom. How much is Kadesha Ela Shalom? Kadesha Shalom Tamil Rav. So you have to say Shalom Alacha Rebbe. So that's what we see over here. So then when you say Vani, it has to be in that 3 seconds of Shalom Alacha Rebbe. That's the idea of Toch Kedei Dibor. That's considered what you mentioned already, the big machlokas between, I think it was the Ran and, I forgot the other sheet, I think Tosos, yeah. What is the nature of being able to be chos or something? What is the whole idea of Toch Kedei Dibor? What is Toch Kedei Dibor? Why always is Toch Kedei Dibor the halachas? We see it by many different halachas. We see it by Nedarim, we see it by Naziris over here, we see it by, if a person tears Kriya within the Toch Kedei Dibor, the person dying, then it's Yotze. So what is the whole nature of Tochid Dibor? So the Ran is a fascinating thing. He says it's all that really the person's das wasn't complete. So within Tochid Dibor, we allow him to go back on what he said. And here also, so here we allow you to extend what the other person was doing by saying Vani on that point. That's how the Ran would understand it. Others disagree. So no, Vadi Yudad. It's just a Takana Darabanan. So that's a Shaila of years. Also Takana Ranan in according to Rabbeinu Tam. In all cases, that's a big Shaila. Anyway, that's the idea of Tochid Dibor. Amar Lai Tuv Lo Shakta Rav Gala Tamidav. So Rav Yehuda Nasir responded to him. He agreed with Reish Lakish. He said, "You didn't give anything for a student." Meaning, so when a person says Va'ani, it must if a person is actually there, so he's not going to be able to possibly make that. So he's going to have his Rebbe there. So then he's not going to be able to make it. This is the Rabbeinu Tam's whole idea. Is actually that Rabbeinu Tam wanted to tie it from here. That this is the whole idea of Tochid Dibor. That maybe you'll come to find your Rebbe in the Shuk. And therefore, the Chazal goes there that it's a Dinder Rabbanan. It's always a Dinder Rabbanan. That's the whole show. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Raya. This Gemara seems to be, this is where his proof was. Rabbeinu Tam is very difficult. We seem to reject Rabbeinu Tam, but that's Rabbeinu Tam held. There's a whole, I forgot the name of it. Something in Cheskel, Divrei Cheskel, something. He explains Rabbeinu Tam that the idea it must be Daraisa Evada work. The Rabbanan just it made it shorter. That you even have a longer time. The Rabbanan are just making it longer because of this case. So what are you going to do if someone is greeting his friend? So okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with the Tanya Mahachi, the Raya, when the Gemara is bringing a Raya for the Shita of Rish Lakish. Pesach Shmaya will bring it up in tomorrow's class.